So I'm chatting with Chris Rothorn. He is a longtime Japan expert, having written for Lonely Planet for a long, long time. He has a series of websites like Inside Kyoto, Inside Tokyo, Chris Rothorn Tours. And we recently managed to hook up on Salt Spring Island on the coast of Vancouver Island in Canada for a little bit of a hike back in December. Hey there, Chris. Thanks for making a bit of time to chat.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So you mentioned to me when we were hiking that you ran a little experiment recently in Japan, wondering, could you land in Japan and do all of your travel with a phone? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, prior to this trip, which I did last October, I was sort of behind in tech matters, and I had a very cheap Android phone. But three things happened in Japan recently that sort of made me think there's got to be a better way to travel around Japan.
Right.
One of those was simply, as you know, Japan has become much more popular recently.
Right.
Before the pandemic, it was incredibly crowded. So there were long lines everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Japan stayed closed for a long time, but they opened in October of, I guess it was 2022. And then immediately it became incredibly crowded again. Waiting on lines to buy train tickets was a real problem. And so what people started to do was they would start to use these things called IC cards.
Okay.
Which are integrated circuit cards, also known as smart cards.
Right.
And with these things, the most famous of which is Suica, but there's also Pasmo and Ikoka and quite a few others. They all work basically the same way, and you can use them everywhere. You just tap them and you can use the train system, local trains, AR trains, the subways, buses, and you can buy just about anything with them. Hmm. All of your small purchases can be done with an IC card.
Okay.
Okay. And that was great. And then one other thing happened. The Japan Rail Pass increased in price.
Right.
So prior to this, they went up by about 70%. So prior to this, you could just get a rail pass. And if you're happy with riding the unreserved trains, you could just show your rail pass to people at the station, go in and get on the next train going your way.
Mm-hmm.
But because the rail pass is so expensive now, people have to buy individual tickets. It's a better deal to buy individual tickets for most people.
Okay.
Okay. And then one of four thing, I guess, happened. IC cards became much harder to get.
Right.
JR East stopped selling the Suica card. And then the Pasmo card, which was marketed by the Tokyo subway people, also became hard to get. Hmm. They say it's because the chips used in the cards are becoming scarce. A lot of people say that's just an excuse. I'm not sure why. And so what people started to do is they discovered they could do what the Japanese do, which is install a digital IC card on their phone. It only works with iPhones, doesn't work with Androids.
Okay.
Okay.
So you upgraded to an iPhone to get going on this.
Yeah, it dragged me kicking and screaming into the decent phone era. I got rid of my old Huawei, and I bought an iPhone 12 Pro.
Yeah,
a refurbished one, and it was so much better than the phone I had been using before. And here, there's a bit of a catch here, and it gets complicated. And just bear with me for a second.
All right,
but you can install a digital Suica card on your iPhone as long as your Apple Wallet is linked to a MasterCard or an American Express card.
Okay.
If you have a Visa card linked to it, you can't.
Okay.
In order to install the card, you need an Amex or a MasterCard.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what I did, I didn't have a MasterCard. So I got a MasterCard through Scotiabank in Canada.
Right.
And then I discovered that particular MasterCard can't be linked to Apple Wallet. So what there is a workaround, and this is important for people who are in the same boat as me. You can get a physical card. So because it's hard, they no longer sell physical Suica cards or Pasmo cards. These are the Tokyo cards. They no longer sell them. They sell special ones for tourists that are called Welcome Suica or Pasmo passport cards. Okay?
Okay.
They're great. You can use them, you know, anywhere you can get them, but you can't import them into your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're stuck with you've got your phone and then you've got your card. But if you can get yourself to Kansai, which is Kyoto, Osaka, Kobe, you can buy a physical Ikoka card and then you can import it into your phone. You just press a couple buttons and you place your phone down on top of it and it's imported into your phone. And thereafter, you can charge it with Japanese cash at train stations and at almost any convenience store in Japan, and you can use them around the country.
Okay, so the goal, was it for you to be able to land and see if you could enter the country just with your phone and then pay for every single thing, or what was the goal of this little challenge?
Exactly. Well, that was basically it. My goal was to find a way that travelers, tourists, because people living in Japan probably have a Japanese credit card, so they can do all these things. You know, they have no problem getting a Suica, you know, or Passmo, an IC card on their phone, things like this. I wanted to find a way that tourists could come to Japan, land in Japan, and use an IC card, ideally on their phone, okay, which would allow them to use the public transport system without ever waiting on a line to buy a ticket. That's to neat. Just go. And ideally with a phone, so they're not reaching for their wallet all the time.
Right.
And an advantage of this also is they never have to calculate the fare. As long as they have enough money on their IC card.
Just get on.
Ideally a digital IC card. They just get on the train, then get off the train. And it's deducted. And every time they go through a turnstile on the way out of the train system, it shows the remaining balance. And not only that, they can use this thing to pay for just about any small purchase they'll make. Convenience stores, vending machines, coin lockers, taxis, even some cheap accommodations. So really, there are only two things that you cannot do with an IC card, either digital or physical. You can't pay for the Shinkansen with an IC card.
Okay.
And you can't pay for, you can't pay for really expensive purchases like hotels, ryokans, or fancy restaurants.
Okay.
Normal restaurants, you know, lots of stores, IC cards. Now, I want to stress, because people get nervous about this. They think you need an IC card. You don't. You can use cash in all of these places.
Right.
Japan is probably going to be the last country on earth that sticks with cash. When everyone else has gone to something digital, Japan will be using cash. A lot of the old people are conservative. You know, when people buy a house or an apartment, they actually would pay in cash frequently.
Wow.
My friend brought a backpack filled with cash to buy a house or an apartment in Kyoto. And he actually went drinking with it in a bar before, but that's another story. But no one stole it. It was Japan. And another thing is, people frequently think you need a Japan Rail Pass to ride Japan Rail. You do not. You can buy individual tickets. Okay. So if all of this tech stuff makes you nervous, forget it. Just forget it. Get cash from an ATM in Japan, spend cash, bring your credit card and use that to pay for hotels and fancy restaurants. You're good. You don't need all of this tech stuff. If it makes your head spin as it kind of does mine, forget it. Just use cash and a credit card.
But the cool thing is I believe in 2023, you entered on your physical passport, but then you did all the rest of your travel, trains, simple hotels, convenience stores, simple food, using the phone and this digital version of the card, right?
Well, yeah, it gets slightly more complicated, Scott, because as I said, you can't use an IC card to pay for the Shinkansen, the bullet train.
Right.
Okay. But there's an app that the Japanese use, which is available in English, called Smart EX. So you can buy Shinkansen tickets on your iPhone. And here's the beauty part. Many people will use that system. People, say foreigners living in Japan, they'll buy their tickets online. Then they have to go to a vending machine and get the actual a paper ticket. And there will frequently be a line for that machine.
Okay.
But here's the beauty part. If you have a digital IC card, it could be Ikoka, could be Suica, it could be Passmo. You can assign all of your tickets to be stored on your digital IC card. So it's stored in your iPhone, so to speak.
That's slick.
Right? And so here's what I did, Scott. I would be lying if I said I just, you know, had my passport and my iPhone and maybe a change of clothes and I traveled around. One day I'd like to do that as a stunt. Okay. So I did a much more sort of stripped down version of this. One day I decided I'm going to start in Kyoto, take the bullet train to Osaka,
mm-hmm.
get lunch, ride the subway a little bit, and then take the bullet train back to Kyoto using just my iPhone. And so in order to prove this, so I asked my friend June to come along and film me, okay? And he filmed me. And so what I did, we went to a bank of coin lockers at Kyoto Station, and I took my wallet out. I opened the coin locker,
yeah,
closed it, and paid for that with my IC card, which was in my phone, because I had imported an Ecoca card into my iPhone. And when I got on Smart EX and I bought a Shinkansen ticket for myself, and I had given June some money so he could also buy a ticket. And it said, okay, you've got your ticket. And so we went to the turnstiles, and I just thought, this can't possibly work. Mm-hmm. Something's got to go wrong. I was approaching the turnstiles, and I just had my phone. I thought the alarms were going to go off. A trap door would open in the floor. You know, they'd come wrestle me to the ground. I tapped it, and then I walked through the turnstile. Right near the end of the turnstile, a little paper tab comes up, which shows if it had been a reserved seat, it would show my seat number and car number. We just traveled unreserved, so it was just the thing saying that, you know, you're good to go. Okay, and you don't even save that. Yeah. So basically, I boarded the train in Kyoto, got on the Shinkansen. I just tapped it with my phone, worked perfectly, got on the train. 11 minutes, it's the Shinkansen. We're in Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
Tapped it on the way out. No problem. No alarms. And there was a cafe over there, right over there. So we got, you know, coffee and a snack. Okay. We took one or two stops on the Midosuji subway line.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to Shin-Osaka Station, jumped on the train, did the same thing in reverse. Mm-hmm. And I got to the coin locker and I took out my wallet. And I should add that like 20 times during the course of that trip to Osaka, I was feeling, because this is a habit, feeling for my wallet because I've been pickpocketed here or there. And so it was really bizarre to travel without the wallet. So that's what I did as a stunt. And it worked perfectly. But there's a huge catch.
Okay.
Which ruins it, sort of ruins it, which is why I never uploaded that video. In order to install Smart EX on your phone, it's an app, okay? Mm-hmm. You need to use a credit card. Even if you have, say, a MasterCard or Amex linked to your Suica card, that doesn't matter. It's a completely different thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you need to, when you sign up for Smart EX, you need a credit card. You need mm-hmm. to give your credit card information. And sadly, it doesn't seem to work with most foreign credit cards. I tried it with 3 or 4 Canadian credit cards
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work.
Okay.
Didn't work at all. I was getting really frustrated. And finally, I have a Japanese credit card. And so I inputted my Japanese credit card information and boom, it worked immediately. Okay. And I've been desperately trying to confirm. I keep hearing online, say on Flyer Talk and Reddit, people claiming to have made it work with a foreign issued credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it has something to do with the security that Japanese credit card companies use, or Japanese credit cards use, that is slightly different from what foreign credit cards use. It's something to do with 2D or 3D security. I don't know the details. And so for most foreign tourists, for anyone basically who doesn't have a Japanese issued credit card, it will probably be impossible to install Smart EX. But because JR is missing out so much potential money from this, you know, if they would open this up so that foreigners could use their credit cards with Smart EX, many, many people would do this, because the lines for even if you buy your Shinkansen tickets from a machine, the lines are very long at the vending machines. And if you go into the ticket office, I mean, they open at about, what the workaround here is, that the ticket offices at, say, Tokyo Station or Kyoto Station, they open about 6 a.m. and they'll close about 11 p.m.
Okay.
So just go off very early, use your jet lag when you've just arrived, and go and buy your train tickets then. You can buy 2 or 3 trips worth of tickets in one go. But I expect that JR is going to make it possible to sign up for Smart EX with a foreign issued credit card very soon. Okay. Once that happens, then my sort of stunt will become basically par for the course. I mean, most Japanese people, my friend June, he just does this all the time. He didn't think it was anything particularly special to just travel with an iPhone to Osaka, you know, but they all have credit cards.
I love the experiment, though. I mean, we're on the edge of, you know, being able to do more digitally and digitally with our phones. And I think even if you were willing not to ride the Shinkansen, you could probably, with a bit of effort, as you've said, travel with just your phone. So that's super cool. And I appreciate your adventurous spirit and sharing it, Chris. People, if they want to know more about really traveling in Japan, they can go to what? Inside Kyoto, Inside Tokyo, Inside Nara, and Chris Rothorn Tours. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah, we have Inside Osaka, Inside Kyoto, and Truly Tokyo. And those are basically online guides to those three cities. Inside Kyoto in particular has a lot of information about traveling in all of Japan, particularly sort of practicalities like IC cards, Shinkansen tickets, and things like that. And if people are looking for a nice small private tour just for themselves or their family or their friends, they can visit chrisrothorn.com. And we have tours with great guides in Tokyo, Kyoto, Nara, Hiroshima, Miyajima, places like that.
My parents enjoyed theirs. Thanks so much for making time to share with us, Chris.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Scott.